The following is a Bible study course from the United Church of God. To view this lesson and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Bible Study Course Lesson 6. What is the Gospel of the Kingdom of God? The Apostles teach the same Gospel. What message did Jesus command his followers to preach? Then he called his 12 disciples together and sent them to preach the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Did they do as he commanded? And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Mark chapter 16, verse 20. But when they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. Acts chapter 8, verse 12. Was the kingdom of God the goal of the early Christians? Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. What reason did Peter give for God calling people into his church? Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. Did James, half-brother of Jesus, also teach that the kingdom of God is the goal of a Christian's life? Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? James chapter 2, verse 5. What did Jesus himself say should be the goal of any Christian? But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. To enter into and share in the kingdom of God is consistently given as the ultimate goal of believers in Christ. It is the very purpose for their lives. Throughout the four Gospels and the other writings of the apostles, the reality of the kingdom of God is treated as a foregone conclusion. Was the kingdom of God a major theme in Paul's teaching? And Paul went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading concerning the things of the kingdom of God. Acts chapter 19, verse 8. So when they had appointed him a day, many came to Paul at his lodging, to whom he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets, from morning till evening. Chapter 28, verse 23. Then Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding him. Verses 30 and 31. Paul emphasized the theme of the kingdom of God, continuing the teaching of Jesus Christ and the other apostles. For what reasons were Paul and his companions persecuted? But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some brethren to the rulers of the city, crying out, "These who have turned the world upside down have come here too. Jason has harbored them, and these are all acting contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying there is another king, Jesus." And they troubled the crowd and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. Acts chapter 17, verses 6 through 8. Paul taught that Jesus would return as king to establish the kingdom of God. Because of this teaching, he was falsely accused of inciting his followers to overthrow the Roman government. Although this was untrue, it put Paul and his associates in serious trouble. F.F. Bruce, in his commentary on Acts, says, "The apostles proclaimed the kingdom of God, a very different kingdom from any secular empire, and no doubt they gave Jesus the Greek title Basileus, King, by which the Roman emperor was described by his Greek-speaking subjects. Since the gospel spoke of a literal kingdom with Christ as its king, it inspired charges of treason against Paul. The citizens feared the Roman authorities would step in and deal harshly with them if talk of the kingdom of God continued openly. This incident shows the powerful impact the message of the kingdom had in the Roman world. Paul taught that people should turn from false gods and idols and immediately begin to obey the teachings of the living God. He challenged their pagan superstitions. Paul's preaching that God plans to send Jesus Christ to set up the kingdom of God often brought persecution on him and his companions. Why was Paul often accused in court of doing evil? "And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made by God to our fathers. To this promise our 12 tribes, earnestly serving God night and day, hope to attain. For this hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused by the Jews. Why should it be thought incredible by you that God raises the dead?" Acts chapter 26, verses 6 through 8. Paul based his teachings on the promises made to his forefathers. He preached that people everywhere could be blessed forever through the seed of Abraham as promised. He preached the promise that a ruler would come from David who would sit on his throne forever. Both promises referred to the role of Christ in God's plan. Even in that day, many Jews anticipated the appearance of this ruler because of the same promise and the words of the prophets. Paul's teachings included the promise that humankind would be reconciled to God through the forgiveness of sin. Jesus Christ's life, death, and resurrection provided for that. Paul taught that Christ was a sacrifice for sin as promised in the scriptures. Paul believed and taught that God would resurrect the dead. See Daniel chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, and Acts chapter 23, verse 6. Paul's message included all of these promises, as well as God's wonderful teaching that Christians will have a part in his kingdom, which will replace the disobedient kingdoms of this world. Paul summarizes by saying, "He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins." Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14.
Thanks for listening to The Apostles Teach the Same Gospel. In Bible Study, Course Lesson 6, What is the Gospel of the Kingdom of God? To find this lesson and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.